أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran,
وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفُصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِي وَالِدَيْكَ أن أشكر لي والديك إلي المصير. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
صدق الله العظيم. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying, and we have enjoined on mankind, al-insan, to be good to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and in hardship, and weakness upon hardship. And his weaning is in 2 years. Give thanks to me and to your parents, for unto me is the final destination.
But if both of them strive with you to make you join and worship others than me, or rather with me others than that of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them, but maintain close ties with proper respect, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and obedience. Then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you the truth of what you used to do. This is Surah Al-Luqman, ayahs 14 and 15. Luqman alayhi salam. We read this in Arabic, inshallah ta'ala, and granted, may Allah forgive any mistakes. In order, inshallah ta'ala, to cover the second part, really, of what we covered last week, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us with regards to our parents. We mentioned the ni'mah of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed one dutiful son to receive as a dua from his mother before she returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the great benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed upon him due to this dua or this supplication. Today, we need to know also what that supplication can mean if the parent curses their child. And thus we discuss the account of Juraij and his mother's curse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, none spoke in the cradle but three. Isa ibn Maryam, may Allah be pleased with them both. And the second, the son of Juraij, who, or as they call it, Ibn Juraij, who Juraij himself being a pious person. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, Juraij had secluded himself in a monastery simply for the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his mother one day came to him while he was busy in prayer. And she called, Juraij! And while he was praying, he said, Rabbi, my Lord, my mother is calling me while I am making salah. As if to say, which should I choose, O Lord? Salah or to answer my mother? So he continued to pray and did not answer her call. The next day, she returned. And when she returned, he was still busy in salah. And she called, Juraij! And he said, my Lord, my mother is calling me while I am engaged in salah. Which should I prefer? And he continued with his salah. And she left again without being answered. The next day, she came again. And again, Juraij was busy in salah. And she called, Juraij! And again he said, Rabbi, my Lord, my mother is calling me, but I am engaged in salah. And he continued with his salah and did not answer his mother. So finally she became upset. And she said, Rabbi, my Lord, do not let him die until he has seen the faces of prostitutes. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the reputation of Juraij, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues in the hadith, was far and wide, that he was astute and convicted and constant in his meditation and his salah. And his fame had spread amongst Bani Israel. At that time, there was a prostitute who was exceedingly beautiful. And she said to the people, "You know, if you like, I can lure him to evil." So she took it upon herself to seduce him. And she presented herself to him, but he rebuked her and ignored her. So, realizing her defeat with him, she went to his neighbor, who was a shepherd, and she offered herself to him. And the shepherd did not refuse. And thus, he copulated with her, and as a result, she became pregnant. When she came to term and gave birth to the child, she went about the people saying, "This is from Jurayj." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. So they went to Jurayj and dragged him out of his monastery and demolished it, and then began to beat him until there was no place on his body that was not bruised. Barely able to talk, he asked them, "What is the reason for this harsh treatment?" They said, "You have fornicated with this prostitute, and she's given birth to your child." He said, "Where is the child?" So they brought him the baby, and he was shocked when he saw it. So after a moment, he said, "Leave me so that I may pray." And so he prayed. And when he finished, he went to the child, lifted it, and set it on his lap. And he asked him, "Oh boy, who is your father?" And the baby answered, "He is so-and-so, the shepherd." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. When the people heard the infant speak, they turned to Jurayj, kissing him and seeking his forgiveness and blessing, and said, "We will build you a monastery of gold." And he replied, "No, simply rebuild it as it was, of mud." And they did. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, from this hadith, we learn what preference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the mother. That even though this is a pious, believing, righteous servant, not knowing which to choose from, that when his mother calls him and he is engaged in nawafil, in the non-obligatory salat, some say, and then others say, no, in these cases it was salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But the fact is that from this day forward, whenever his mother called him, Jurayj responded. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. He said, the third case of a child speaking as an infant was once when a mother was suckling her infant at her breast. And as she was doing so, a man riding a handsome horse and wearing fine clothing rode by. The mother said, "Oh Allah, make my child like this man." The baby heard its mother's prayer, stopped suckling her breast, and turned to look at the man, and spoke and said, "Oh Allah, don't make me like him." And then resumed suckling his mother's breast. Then came by a people beating a woman fiercely, screaming out, "You have fornicated and you are a thief." And the mother witnessing this, she said, "Oh Allah, do not let my son be like this woman." Even though while this woman was being beaten, she was saying, "Hasbi Allah, Allah is enough for me, and He is my protector." When the infant heard his mother again asking Allah on his behalf, he stopped suckling her breast and turned to look at the woman being beaten, and he said, "Oh Allah, make me like her." So, as Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, now there is a conversation going on. Meaning that, since the mother can see that his child can speak, she started to ask him some questions. Like, okay. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, that she asked her son, "A good looking man passed us by. And I asked Allah to make my child like him. And you said, Oh Allah, don't make me like him." And then a girl passed by. And they were beating her, saying that she had committed fornication and theft. And I asked Allah, "Don't make my child like her." And you said, "Oh Allah, make me like her." The child responded, "That man was a tyrant. And I said, Oh Allah, don't make me like him." And they were saying about the girl that she committed fornication, whereas she did not. And that they said that she was a thief and she was innocent. So I asked Allah to make me like her. Surely Allah and His Messenger speak the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, we are Muslims. And we don't wait on the kafir to choose what day we should be good to our parents. We are the Muslims. And we know that just as the blessing that the parents seek on behalf of their children doesn't wait until Mother's Day, neither should we as children be slack in our regards and our duties to our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this position of parenthood to be one of honor. And it should be entered into as it is a position of honor. And it should be regarded, those who of us who still have their parents among us, to be careful about our duties to our parents. Pay attention to what Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, he said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book, وَبَرَّ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَكُورًا شَقِيًّا. Pardon me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made me dutiful to my mother. وَبَرَّ بِوَالِدَتِي, He made me pure pure in a way is one way to explain is bir and bar, they come from the same root, that he is consistent. وَبَرًّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and he did not make me a wretched tyrant. Now these words, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, these words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and that he mentioned of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, we need to be aware and careful that we ourselves do not fall into this trap, nor do we allow our children to fall into this behavior. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we mentioned before, we cannot repay our parents, no matter how hard we try. And we cannot expect, and neither do we expect, our children to repay us. But what we have is the responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we ourselves be an example for them in how we respect Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in turn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs them how they should return the favor. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are here as Muslims. We are here by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote in the wombs of our mothers, we would be those who are happy, those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, be careful of your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be careful of your duty to your parents. Even if they have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is now that you can do the greatest favor for them in your ibadah and in your asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept some small good deed from you on their behalf. Just as they carried, or your mother and your father cherished you in your childhood, and your mother carried you for that time, and you were unable to do anything for yourself. Now, they are unable to gain the good from the dunya except through your good deeds. Be mindful of that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and be dutiful to them even if they are not here. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, beware the curse of your parents. It does not matter whether they're Muslim or not. Beware the curse of your parents. It does not matter whether or not they are Muslim. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still requires us to be good to them, even if they press us to disbelieve. many of your Muslim brothers and sisters here have left kufr for Islam. Many Muslims in this country, indigenous to this country, are the only Muslim in their family. And dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that you are their nadir, their warner. You, for those of you who are the only Muslims in your family, you are the warner to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says this in the Holy Quran, سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, that the gatekeeper of the fire will ask, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ, did not a warner come to you? We're not talking about prophets and messengers. We're talking about warners. They're not all perfect. But if you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, what does He not say? Warn your family. So, you're the warner. Warn your family. But still keep good relations. Even Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa to him and said, speak gently to him. And he said he was God in person. So even their kufr, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, does not negate their good treatment. And though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may punish them for their kufr, He also may allow their curse to descend on you due to your bad manners. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how many of us are suffering till this day due to a single word said in anger against us by one or both of our parents. I cannot count to you how many times I've heard many people say, men and women alike, man, my mother said that she hoped I'd have a son like me. Bad. Man, my mother said she wished that I would have a daughter just like me and treat me like I treated her. Bad. And here I go. Many, 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 many times. Can't count. Beware the curse of your parents. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded his companions, bad manners is bad luck. Period. And so I caution you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, likewise, do not let shaitan seize your tongue and move you to curse your own children. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised us if we have any reference or how we should treat our children, he said, give them good names. That means that you have a duty to them. Give them at the very minimum good names, and of course our duty is to guide them and announce to them and teach them La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And we know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that when they get here, they can't talk, they can't read, but they can observe. And the best way to teach them good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you demonstrate good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I remind you, as I remind myself, that according to hadith, the one thing that a child has against its father is its mother. What that means is that we as fathers can be held accountable by our children who we pick to be their mother. They have a right to dispute with us on the day of judgment. You picked this as my mother.
So, again, remind you, brothers, as I remind myself, be careful where you throw your seed. Be careful where you throw your seed. Because believe it or not, you need to be aware and beware the curse of your seed. Again, according to hadith, whenever a man places his seed in a place that it does not belong, every single sperm curses him and asks Allah to curse him. And at least 300 million sperm are released at a time. Yes, brothers, 300 million sperm. Just one of them get answered, you got a problem. Let alone that Allah swear to Ali hear all of them and say, yeah, for each one of you, I'm going to descend a curse upon that person. This is why, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, shaitan can claim his share of the child that is born of fornication and adultery. Because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a right to whatever is cursed. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, I remind you as I remind myself, this position of parenthood is sacred. It's a ni'mah, it's a blessing. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He attaches Himself to the place which nourishes that fetus in its name, Rahm. And that He is Ar-Rahman. And that it is a place of rahmah, mercy. And Him being Arhamuhu Rahimeen, the most merciful of those who show mercy. So we need to be dutiful, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that when we are not in a position to be parents, if we are young, you're not married, be dutiful to your parents. If Allah bless you to them to be here, and if they're not here, to make good deeds on their behalf. And that when you decide to enter into this role, that you choose wisely. And that it is a choice made responsibly, not haphazardly and in haste. And that you respect what comes of it, and protect what can come of it. So that inshallah ta'ala, it can be a means for you to gain blessing here while you are here and when you are gone. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this as I remind myself. Because today it seems that people have disposable kids. Really? And they act like it. They feel like they've just been tossed, discarded, neglected. That they don't matter to their parents. And their parents feel the same way. That kid don't matter to them. That's just something, you know, that they did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's mine. That's not the Muslim. The Muslim invests wisely. As Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he named that child is what can live beyond you and be a continuous sadaqah, proof of your faith. That's what sadaqah is. Proof. Truth. He was true. His son is still living. His daughter is still doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have them do. And so he is, or she is, continuing to bear witness and continuing to bless her, his or her parents. So we should invest wisely. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for the Muslim, every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day. If Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to have parents in this dunya, not a single day should pass, even if they're kafir, that you don't hear them say, "Assalamu alaikum." Teach them to say it. Why not? It's a prayer for you. You say, "Mama, assalamu alaikum." What's that mean? It means, "May God be with you." Oh, how you say that? Many of you have parents, inshallah ta'ala, you have a decent relationship with them, and you know that that's how mothers, they want to get in on it. Oh, well, how do you say that? The father too, in some cases. And if you can't get them to say that, then at the very least, your manners should be to call them every day if they're here. Because just one word from them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could change your entire life. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, I remind you as I remind myself, this society is satanic and evil. Especially when it comes to the suggestions of children to them, to the children rather, with regards to their parents. What do they got to say to them? "Throw mama from the train." And other crazy suggestions and ideas of how children should treat their parents. And what suggestions they have that have eroded the very foundations of any healthy society. Ultimately, it brings about its destruction. If you don't believe me, what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? "The hour will not come until the mother gives birth to her master." And that means that the roles will be reversed. The child will run the parents. And I don't believe that there's a single person here today in this masjid that has not witnessed this firsthand. Where a child is barely able to walk or talk, but it knows enough language to make demands on its parents and to be belligerent. "Now, mommy, I said I want this." Look at the society. Bear witness, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. It's more acceptable to send your pet to a trainer who will beat that animal until it will respect you and your commands. That is more acceptable than for you to strike your own child when they get belligerent or misbehave. As if a toddler understands any more than a pit bull or will respond to. You tell a pit bull time out like it's going to go stand in the corner. And like that child, if that child has not been disciplined and understands what mommy and daddy says, you are supposed to respond immediately. You got these parents, "Oh no, just tell it time out." Knock out. We'll count after. Really? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I mean, it really isn't a joke. But the responsibility lies upon us as parents to demonstrate our manners when it comes to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he in turn, when they recognize him because you taught him them to do so, he tells them, respect your parents. So he has our backs as parents. If we do our job, the more that they show, or they see rather, us respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot help but to follow. Man shaba ala shay, shaba alay. Man shaba ala shay, rather, shaba alay. Whoever grows up in something that, you know, they are raised like this, they grow old with it. They taught good manners as children that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behave, and they see you making your salah, giving your zakah, coming to the masjid, eating correctly, doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have them do. How can they do but that? How can they do but that? So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he creates in our children, mirrors. And often gives us children who don't do anything that we say, but everything that we do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, as what Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he was asked, if the dead could rise and give one piece of advice, what would they say? He said, they would say, inna khayra zada taqwa. That meaning that on your journey from life to death, when you start your trip and pack your bags, pack taqwa. Make sure you pack taking heed, paying heed to the advice of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, inna amwalukum wa awladukum fitnatun lakum. Surely your wealth and your children are a trial upon you. Thus we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from being a trial upon our parents. Whether they are here or not. Again, I remind you, you may say, oh, well, my mom is long past, or my father is long past. Yeah, you're a trial on them because you're not praying for them. You're not doing anything to ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive them. Make it easy on them. Have mercy upon them. Accept this deed for their face. Accept this sadaqah on their behalf. Accept this fasting for them. Mark it in their record, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, you can be a trial on them right now. You don't know this. But when we die, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is a period of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to go back to your home. And you know the only thing you're asking them to say, give me some zakah. Give me something. Do something for me for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, take some of my provisions and spend it for the face of Allah on my behalf. Yeah, that will be one of us one day. And you hope that your kids have been given your manners as a template, that they follow it, that they have been charitable, that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus you benefit, inshallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, that we are to pray, Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbiyani saghira. O Allah, O our Lord, cherish them as they cherished us in infancy. Ameen.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, don't get caught up in the fitna. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.